Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehhunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehhunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehhunt the Barbarian.
America, we are a world at war. Welcome tonight to the Von Wehhunt Show, Epic Episode 73. Tonight's theme, the American people revolt, with a star date of October 21st, 2021. America, as it was always intended to be, for ourselves and our posterity. The good book says you were bought with a price. Do not become slaves of men. 1 Corinthians 7:23. We want defiance out there in middle America and not compliance. There is a huge difference. Now, what happened this week is that the White House detailed a plan to quickly vaccinate 28 million children in America, ages 5 to 11, with their vaccines, Moderna and Pfizer. Some call it the kill shot. There's a lot of things in this experimental vaccine which would make your children and family very ill very fast. If your school is about to do that, you as the parent have the ultimate responsibility, and you need to quickly react to their plans to quickly vaccinate your child. Think about that. There is an old saying, by their deeds you shall know them. As we go forward, remember that phrase, by their deeds you shall know them. Is the only path forward for patriots to destroy this tyranny. I told you last week, it's time to suit up, America. It is time. It's time to suit up and boot up. We want true lasting peace. We will have no pity or sympathy on the evil ones who try to do us harm. You do as you must. You do as you are ordained. For in life, this is an age-old battle. It is about to turn kinetic, I'm afraid, once again. May God's sword be sharpened by our side in this epic struggle. An important lesson from history every American should know, as I told you also last week in our discussion, which it bears repeating yet again, that America's war for independence against the British Crown was not just a revolution and or a rebellion and or a tax stamp or a Tea Party type rebellion, but resistance to tyranny. That's the key phrase to remember. So in the future, let's not let the American dream become a nightmare. I know Halloween's coming up, but that's a one-day-a-year affair. What they want is for the nightmare to continue far past Halloween, all of our personal lives. And we do not want that. A man wrote the show a few weeks ago and said this: thank you, Von Wehhunt, for your show and your listeners. We are preppers in Central Texas. I really enjoy your callers as well. 20 years now, and this is the first time you can see the wave of the collapse approaching like a distant tsunami headed inwards, like a storm in the Gulf of Mexico. I'm afraid, Vaughn, when it happens, people still won't even recognize what is happening, but they soon will. I like that. Well, again, it's a dark and stormy night across the land. We're on the eve almost of the hallowed eve of Halloween. This show is your church cathedral, your gothic castle on the Rhine, your pirate talk radio show from the underground of real America. On this show, everything is on the table. We will talk about current events, geopolitics, history, play some great music, a little rock and roll, even some music from our ancestors if you're new to the show. This is not mainstream Rhino corporate radio, as you're used to hearing. Many of these big shows are, they're corporately owned, and they water down what you should hear. Not on my show. No. We would have it no other way. The torch and bonfire is lit every Thursday night. Now, this fight is on, and from the very beginning, we've been talking about the COVID war and what's going on in our government and elsewhere. It's going to be an anti-vax, anti-establishment, anti-immigration, political parties. Those types of themes will be in the new political party, which is forming now in America. This is the beginning of a new populist movement, in my view, like we have never seen before. This is just the beginning. Our show is part of that. I'm a general in this war, and you're all part of the Von Wiehunt army. Remember this, as in 1776, and it does ring true throughout eternity in history. It doesn't take a majority to prevail. You got to get that thought out of your head. All it takes is a dedicated, tireless minority, intense minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the hearts and minds of men, said Samuel Adams. He's right. He is right. Right now, the vax wars are raging through America. But on my show, we go much deeper down the rabbit hole. Most shows will talk about the symptoms, and they'll take a call here or there, and you're left with really nothing new that you've learned. They have not moved the ball down the field. All they do is they rearrange the goalposts and tell you that you're winning when you're really not winning. On my show, we will not pull punches like that and tell you a bunch of falsehoods. This is a war about freedom, and it's going to rage around the world. You can look what happened in Italy last week, where they were in the streets by, tens of thousands. They poured out, barely even mentioned in mainstream media. Same thing in France. In the United States, it's going to happen as well. This is the beginning of a civil war. There are going to be states, in my view, succeeding from this dastardly union. I told you several shows ago that we seek an amicable divorce from the United States of America Corporation. Millions of Americans do. And we hope it's an amicable divorce. And many states are going to push for it. What the government is doing now with their vaccine mandates is totally unconstitutional, un-American, and ungodly. And yes, it is. And if you don't believe that, if this show is too strong for you, then you need to turn the dial now. You need to go. We will continue. But you need to go. And we will forcibly tell people that. We're not looking to be the biggest show. We're not looking to gather a lot of uncommitted, non-dedicated people who are channel surfing on Blog Talk or around the world. They can take a hike. This is the elite radio show of what's really going on. All our show listeners know about me and the show and our callers from many, many years ago. We're also on the cusp of the greatest financial crash in history. I hate to tell you. I hope I am wrong again. I would love to be wrong about this. But I've been doing a lot of research this week on Robert Kiyosaki, the billionaire, and his statements. And I tend to agree with him on many, many things. I've always been a big fan of Robert Kiyosaki. We're the little guy, meaning we the people. And we the people, as I told you before, should prepare. And the time to do that, my friends, is running very short. Even Gerald Celente of the Trends Research Group, that's very widely known, he's been on many talk shows and TV shows, says that we must prepare for the worst. If the worst doesn't happen and you are prepared, you lose nothing. But if the worst happens and you are not prepared, you must be prepared to lose everything. We are in a place in history that no one could have invented in early January 2020. You cannot make this story up. My biggest fear is they take us to war to get rid of all of their problems, persistent problems. And also, as we spoke last week, the New World Order is a real thing. They love death and destruction. And yes, we are at times a conspiracy theorist, because I believe that men and women of wealth and power do conspire. And if you don't think so, then you are what is called an idiot. If you believe everything you see on TV, but you fear the label, then you are what is called a coward. It's very true. Sun Tzu, the art of war. Sun Tzu said the supreme art of war is to subdue the enemy without fighting. Isn't that true? And we see that happening where they're forcing all of our military to take an experimental vaccine, barely out of the lab, and they have this mad frenzy that children take it, especially our military, though. They want to make our military inoperable so that when things happen 2, 3, 4, 5 years down the road, if not sooner, God forbid, they will not be in a position to fight. I told you before, we're on our own in America. There's no one coming to save us. Trump is not coming to save you. Get that thought out of your head. That is just more MAGA wishful thinking. And though we wish Trump well on my show, we're also brutally realists, because I am your Obergruppenführer and your Germanic warlord. Who will speak truth to you. I will speak truth to the Germanic tribes of the world. We are the descendants of men, bottom line, who refused to be ruled by any crown, by any means in 1776. Let that thought sink in real deep. We are the descendants of men who refused to be ruled. We wanted to rule our own lives and do our own thing, as we have. And Voltaire, the French philosopher, said, it is hard to free fools from the chains that they worship. We're so glad you're here tonight. This is our weekly church meeting. Yes, this radio show is church to millions all over the world. And today, man is so free. We have so many options, right? A man can choose his own form of slavery. Isn't that amazing? Today in America, every passion, if you think about it, that is not thought of as not being designed for money, let's say, or pleasure, they'll say it's unreasonable and fanatical. In other words, if you put ideology before money or pleasure, they'll call you a domestic terrorist in America. Here's a story I wanted to tell you from a businessman that I know personally that went over to Red China. And this businessman is a millionaire, lives in Dallas. He had a great story about China. And he says, in Red China, when he was there, he told me that when he was going around talking to various business people, years ago he was trying to get a shoe company started in China, that this is a story which is told all over China. They're in communist Mao Zedong's rise to power in China. You know, the story goes, a girl ran out to Chairman Mao and told him, "Honorable Mao, people are dying in the streets. People are being knifed and stabbed and dying. The city, Mao, is on fire. What shall we do?" Mao then looked at the girl and said, "Young female comrade, this is a communist revolution. True life is violent, and this is not an American Tea Party." That is supposedly a real quote from Mao Zedong. Thought you'd get a kick out of that, as I did. But it's true. They weren't throwing a little tea party in China, were they? They took over the whole damn country. If we're ever attacked in this country, we will also go for the throat. Make no mistake about it. There's a great creed by our United States Marine Corps called My Rifle. It's been put in movies before and things of that nature. My own father was a warrior father. He was born on July 4th, 1932. My father was a star-spangled baby in America. He always got a kick out of his birthday being on July the 4th. And all my father and all my uncles fought against communism, and their offspring, being von Weehunt, will be no different. We will fight against the communist agenda. You utterly defeat it, because it will take all of your freedom and liberty, never give it back to you. I've had a relative in my family die in every American war since 1776. We came over in the 1690s from Bavaria, Germany, and I also am fighting a war, different kind of war. And we hope that we all prevail. But tonight we got a big show as usual. I have, as you noticed, I have bypassed some of the VIP guests that we normally have because I wanted to get right to the nitty-gritty and bring on the American people on the show. And we'll have VIP guests again. I was asked about that. Now, some ground rules as we go forward. If you're on the show, most of you know how we do the show, but for the new listeners, this bears repeating, okay? So bear with me. When you call the show, if you're a first-time caller, you get in for free tonight. This is any night or VIP line. Worldwide is 563-999-3437. Now, when you call the show, never, ever use your real name. You always want to have a nickname. I love nicknames, like in Goodfellas. You know, the Goombas, you know, Polly the Hammer, whatever. You know, we have the Irish Pirate holding. We have Paul the Gladiator. We have Gunslinger. Other names that have already been taken is Catwoman from Canada, EMP from Louisiana. Now, make your nickname catchy. If it's too complicated, I will change it as your host through my powers of persuasion. So don't come on saying I am 0.2-3, X5, whatever. It's crazy. Don't be overcomplicated on the nickname. Keep it simple. Make sure it rolls off the tongue. And make sure it sounds cool and radio gold, okay? Some other examples, Dags the Destroyer, Matador from his East Valley bunker. We used to have Bambi from L.A. They used to call into my KFNX days. And on it goes. Be creative. Be fun. We don't want the NSA or the any federal rogue alphabet agency trying to locate you with your real name or trying to dox you or do anything stupid. Also, when you call, have your points ready to go. Out of the starting gate, I will call on you. Stand and deliver. State your case to the world, to the show. Trust me, if you're on a good roll, I will give you more airtime. Now, sometimes we're all guilty of it. We will, you know, banter a bit and ramble a bit. If I catch you rambling too long, I may cut you off. It doesn't mean that I don't like your call. It just means that we're always against the clock in radio, as you well know. So I got to get out certain things, too. I want to get out certain promos, certain things to promote the show. I want to give everyone a chance to talk. So I'm trying to juggle about 30, 40 things at once in doing the show. So when you call, get your points out first is my best advice. Say, Von Wehun, an audience, this is what I want to say about this. Boom, boom, boom. Get it out there. And then once you get it out there, then you got your points off your chest, and then we can talk a little bit, and you can relax a little bit because you got it out in the ether, right? You got it out over the live show airwaves of the 8 to 10 slot, which is live, live, live. So also, we have a delay on the studio boards, no fault of any of yours or mine, but sometimes we talk over each other. I've noticed from hearing the playback, and normally you'll be polite and you'll stop when I'm talking, and I'll try to stop when I hear you would talk. But my best advice is when you're talking on the show, have a pause. In other words, don't do run-on sentences. Say your piece and stop and pause. I might want to interject with a comment. It's not a diatribe, okay? So you want to, you know, think of it kind of like that. I'll always let you have the last word in most cases, time permitting, of course. So I want you to have your time in the sun. I want to give everyone as much time as I can. But we have a show to run, right? And so I, as the host, am the referee, the ultimate judge. And so that's that. But if you hear me talk, just pipe down for a moment. Let me get my 2 cents. And I might go on a little spiel once in a while, too, with what you said. But that just extends your call even further with me, the host, and the audience. So look at it as a bonus to you. And that's how that goes. So let's try not to talk over each other. We're all in this together. We don't want to bash other callers or what they said. Comment on it, but we don't want to bash it. I've had a lot of people say they missed some of the show. Now, a lot of you folks already know this. I have told you last week that the data coming in is that most of the people a good half catch the podcast. So they might hear this show live, but they also get the podcast and they listen to it. So I always notice the numbers jump up during the week. And on the podcast, you get to hear our overtime show, which is after the 10 p.m. mark. Okay. So if you get on from 10 to 10:30 or whenever, if we're pushed back, people will hear you. Never forget that. So, I thought you'd like to hear this promo. Many of you have heard it before.
Von Wehun speaks truth to power. Von Wehun speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. No excuses for putting America first. Von Wehun, the Barbarian. Thursday at 8 p.m. The Von Wehun Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehun is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehun will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehun is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehun, the Barbarian. Thursday at 8 p.m.
That's right. Stand your ground, America. The vaccines are the legal definition of a deadly weapon. And they have killed more people than guns in 2021. Of course, it would depend on who you're talking to. But that pretty much is the truth. Mandatory vaccinations are a violation of the Nuremberg Code. It is a crime against humanity. You have the right to put in your body what you want. Haven't the leftists and Democrats been saying for years, my body, my choice, damn it. My body, my choice. Well, that is also our mantra for the vaccination. My body, my choice. So when they tell you you have to get it, you tell them to go F off. My body, my choice. Throw it right back in their face. We outnumber these communist sons of bitches in this country 100 to 1. We have a small group of people, to be blunt, that are trying to impose their tyranny on the nation and the people. And this is also part of my Did You Know America segment. There are 13,233 special agents and 3,230 intelligence analysts in the FBI as of 2020. Did you know that, America? The United States Marshals Service is a force of approximately 5,500 deputies and their superiors, one United States Marshal in every state or territory. The United States Secret Service, SS, is comprised of more than 7,000 special agents, uniformed division officers, technical law enforcement officers, and administrative professional and technical personnel. The latest estimate of CIA agents is 21,575. Doing the math equals 50,538 agents, and compare the numbers to legally armed United States citizens. About 40% of Americans say they or someone they know or in their household owns a gun. And about 22% of individuals, about 72 million Americans, report owning a gun. According to surveys from Pew and Harvard and Northeastern, that's their own figures, of course. Our own figures show closer to 80 million people own guns, but this now exceeds that figure by an undeterminable amount due to the massive first-time gun owner increase since, of course, COVID hit. So this figure has declined over time, but it's down a little bit. But since 1978, gun purchases have skyrocketed in this country, hit historic highs in recent years, and especially during the COVID-19 pandemic when everyone was home. So the Small Arms Survey stated in 2018 that, as this analysis 3 years ago, 2018, the U.S. civilians alone account for 393 million guns. Now, I think by now it's easily 400 million guns, which is what I, 4 to 425. It's probably 425 million by now. With all the guns in America, Americans collectively own over 4 trillion rounds of ammunition. Amazing. We outnumber these bastards anywhere in the world, the communist vermin swine and scum, approximately 1,600 to 1. And these morons think we're going to continue putting up with their BS without a fight at some future date, God forbid. Well, I would say this. Come and take it. Come and take it. Come and do your thing, man. Do your thing. We're calling you out. Come out and play. You communist sons of bitches. Do your deed. Make your move. Show us how big and burly and badass you are. Come and take it. Come and get some. You morons. It's many people that are in the levers of government we've talked about that want just that. While that's going on, a big story about U.S. veterans are preparing for war because many of them are seeing many statements by Biden that he will cancel, in our cancel culture, their retirement benefits and their VA benefits. And they will not treat them at the VA hospitals, and they will turn the U.S. veterans out into the streets. They need any kind of medical care. It's not about Republican or Democrat right now. This is about our treasonous elected officials who are putting forth these policy positions. Now, a veterans organization, not our show, but a veterans organization said that they are mad as hell, and they say, stand with us or stay the hell out of our way. Now, you can take that any way you want, but there's a lot of things happening in the undercurrent of this country. We all know that the U.S. military, they first indoctrinate the new recruit until they show them leftist icons and ideology. There's a new video out of a multicultural black female leader wearing a funky hat, making the white recruits mainly sing about how great their leftist leaders are. I saw it on Gab. And then mocking them to boot. It's painfully obvious that our leaders, so-called leaders, want all normal patriots and warriors out, completely out of the military. And instead, they want to build up a heavy left-wing military who will take the orders from the UN and others to shoot you and yours in the future. Make no mistake about it. This is the method to their madness. What they want are obedient leftist soldiers who have taken the jab, who have shown compliance, who have taken their blood ritual sacrifice to the political elites. At the same time, the elites seem to be doing everything in their power to piss off the American people day by day, pissing off veterans, threats coming from Washington, D.C., and more threats against you, your way of life, your family, your company. They threaten you with taxes, confiscatory taxes and regulations. They threaten to shut you down. Well, I would tell them in a very calm tone that, and whisper in their ear that history is never kind to tyrants of any kind. And soon they will have made their bed, and then they will have to lie in it. I would say this further. You want me or other Americans to take your damn vaccine, your beast vaccine? Well, mail it to me. And I'll just vaccinate myself, and I'll mail it back to you with the paperwork stating that I'm fully vaccinated, like mail-in voting. You trust me, right? Well, if you trust mail-in voting, then you would trust mail-in vaccination cards. Let's put their money where their mouth is. Take what they say and throw it back in their face. They're all for mail-in voting, the leftist Democrats. I propose we need mail-in vaccination cards mailed out to every American. You can check the box, you've taken it, and mail it back. Fair is fair, right? How about those apples? Well, a lot of people say that America has already been destroyed and we're all just going through the motions until the shooting starts. Especially when I listen to people bitching about gas prices and things of that nature, which is a reality on the ground, no doubt about it. But folks, we have a lot to talk to you tonight. I'm glad you're all here. From my secret underground lair, Pyro Radio at its best, barbarian talk radio and cult radio like no other for the American people. The torch has been passed. The gauntlet has been thrown down. It's our Viking March. Love that to start the show tonight. The new 007 in the future will be a black female. I saw my last James Bond movie last week or so, and they blew up James Bond at the end of the movie. Yes, I will spoil it for you, because you shouldn't see it for that reason. Now, they've even changed Superman to make him gay and unpatriotic in future Marvel comic books and movies, according to the news. These people are truly sick, trying to destroy our monuments, destroying our culture, destroying our icons of pop culture. This is what they do. They are nothing but communists, Bolsheviks, and they destroy the people. They destroy your music, your culture, your creed, your churches, your neighborhoods will be next. As I have warned you before, be prepared, get ready. And with that, let's go to Paul the Gladiator in the North Valley to chime in and talk about the news of the day. Gladiator, how you doing tonight, man?
We're good, man. Good. So
good to hear your voice.
Good to hear yours, man. So, and also, Batman and Robin are going to be transgenders.
Yes. Yes. Sick. Disgusting. Sick. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Batman and Robin are transgenders, or Spider-Man's a transgender. Remember, you heard it here first on the Von Wehunt Show.
Yes, yes. Well, a few years ago, SNL had that funny thing called the Ambiguously Gay Duo. And it was these crime fighters who were gay. And it was pretty funny. But I knew when that came out, I said, it's not long for Superman and Spider-Man and Aquaman to all be gay. And now they're doing it as we predicted years ago on the Von Wehunt Show. We told you all this would happen, right? Unbelievable.
Right. Yeah, because Robert Schmigel, who did that, he's a gay guy. So, he made the Ambiguously Gay Duo. talking about the vaccine. So, important news, if you're going to fly anywhere in the United States, all 50 states, Delta Airlines is not requiring any vax SM-102 bullshit cancer-producing pretend vaccine called the Vax Shot. So you can fly on Delta. So if you're going to fly anywhere, you can wear a mask on Delta, but you don't have to be vaccinated. The CEO said, we are not doing any vaccine mandate. Okay. So important for all the listeners to know. Yeah. Delta Airlines. And you know what? I'm glad, because Delta Airlines has been my airline for the last 10 years. So I'm pretty proud of that one.
Yes.
We've talked about it before. It bears saying it again with all this vax bullshit. Everybody, grab your pen and paper. I'm not going to go into the details we've gone into before. We've got other things to talk about. But SM-102, look it up. It's from Cayman Chemical, just like the island, Cayman Chemical. They are owned by all the Tier 1, Tier 2, Tier 3 families, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Fauci family, you name it. They own the company. They gave the vax base to pretend for it to be a vaccine, and it's got 9 HB chemicals listed by OSHA. They all cause cancer, from liver cancer to lung cancer to brain cancer. It will kill all reproductive cells in children and young adults. Just look it up. It's an OSHA-listed chemical that has been put together. It's what the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the Fauci family and the Wuhan Viral Institute 6 years ago tested. You know, a lot of people say there's not a test on this vaccine. I'm going to call bullshit on that. There is a test. It's called the country of India, and it's not of the vaccine. It's of the vax base, which is given by Cayman Chemical for free to Moderna and Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca to pretend to make the quote-unquote vaccine out of, and they threw it into everybody's arms in India 6 years ago, 50 million arms for free, and India is dead. Well over a 250,000 cases per day right now, but the news won't tell you that because the Tier 1, Tier 2, Tier 3 families, they all told all the national news media to shut your mouth about India. We don't want to let everybody know what we did over there. Be very quiet.
That's right.
Okay? They're like, I'm going to
shut you up.
Right? So look at it, everybody. It's on the internet. That's the Encyclopedia Britannica times 9,412. So look it up. Pull down the OSHA sheet. It's a PDF. Your ancient old computers can pull down a PDF, okay? I did all the research for you. It's there. Trust me. I'm a pretty smart cat, okay? Vaughn will tell you. I've got some brain cells, okay? I don't like to tout what other callers tout out there, but, you know, you can look up Sigma Chi Alpha and Mensa. I mean, that's where I hang out, and that's where I was in college. So I'm going to tell you, look all this stuff up. Second, let's talk about the current stuff, right? Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Did Governor DeSantis say, hey, all you ships in California, because Newsom's an asshole and Biden's a complete useless idiot, come through the Panama Canal, it's fixed, by the way, and come over to Florida. We got all the dock workers you need, man. We don't stop anybody from working. We don't have a vaccine mandate. Come on, we'll unload all your ships, and Florida will have all the products they need. And then we'll ship it out to the rest of the country once our shelves are full. What a smart dude, right? I mean, come on, everybody. This whole thing is ridiculous, right? I mean, no stores, you know, small businesses in America are going to end up shutting down again because they won't even have products to sell for Christmas trees. The kids are screwed. No more presents under the tree this year. You're going to get a lump of coal, basically, and we're going to put the name Biden on the coal because he's the dude that did it to you. What is going man? Right? I mean, you remember Christmas in the 1970s like I do. I remember the train set I got. I remember the Jets helmet.
Good times.
I got the Jets helmet, the Jets football signed by Joe Namath, and my Jets jersey, and my shoulder pads, and I have pictures of it, and I'm like seven. I mean, I was destined for the football field in college, right? But, you know, we always had gifts, man. Like, you know, we weren't really wealthy families, but we had a middle class. I mean, we had money. You know, everybody, even my poor friends had money, and their Christmas trees were loaded underneath the tree, too. You know? I mean, I knew my family had a little more than everybody else, but I didn't throw it in their face, you know? And nowadays, it's either you have or you have absolutely fucking zero. Because even if you had a little money, you can't even get it at the store because it doesn't exist at the store because Biden said, fuck you, America. We're not even going to stock the fucking shelves.
That's exactly what Biden said.
Right?
Yeah.
What kind of fucking president do we have, dude? You know?
He's a communist. Biden looks at America and he goes, screw you, America. F you. I don't give a rat's ass about your Christmas, your holidays. He's bought and paid for, Paul, by China, the Communist Party. His son's bought and paid for. They got the goods on the Biden family. Everyone knows it. Everyone on the street with half a brain knows it, you know? And he doesn't give a rat's ass about the children of America. All Biden wants to do, that dysfunctional Uncle Joe and Uncle Sam, all they want to do is they can't wait to shoot your kid with the vaccine and the kill shot. That's all he wants to do, man. That's all the F he cares about. So fuck Biden. That's right.
Fuck Biden.
And that chant's going around all over the country. F him.
You know, it's funny because everybody's like, Well, is that video really real about Hunter Biden and the prostitutes and everything? I'm like, well, is the video really real of Joe Biden sniffing all those women's hair? Yeah, they're fucking real. They're fucking pervert freaks. I mean, come on, man. You're sniffing women's hair on fucking camera, you fucking idiot. What are you? You're not in the fucking bedroom, and you're fucking married to the woman you were having an affair with while you were married, and then your wife got into a car accident, and then you blamed the other driver. It wasn't even the other driver's fault, but you were having an affair on her anyways, and then you married Jill. I mean, come on, man. This guy had to go 40 years ago. He should have been taken out. Honestly, this has got to be the worst. I mean, I thought Jimmy Carter was bad, and I was a kid, and I thought Jimmy Carter was bad. This guy has got to be, he's 10 times worse than Obama. 10 times worse.
Yeah, and that's saying something, because Obama was really bad. And, you know, I would say, Biden, you're hugging the coattails of Obama, and my God, boy, you haven't even been in the office for a freaking year yet. And you're already almost surpassing Obama. Unbelievable.
Now, here's how bad Biden is. Obama wants nothing to do with him. That's
right.
How bad Biden. Obama's like, fuck that. I'm okay, man. You do you, motherfucker. Don't fucking get me involved in that crap. You know? That's how bad Biden is.
Well, Paul, I want to get your opinion on my monologue statement. Remember, so our show's about solutions. We have solutions for America. My mail-in vaccination postcard for all Americans, what do you think about that? It's like the mail-in ballot that the Democrats love, mail-in ballots. I say let's have mail-in vaccination cards and just nip this thing in the bud. What do you say, man?
Yeah, man, I think we should. You know, there should be an option for everybody to have a card, no matter what. And then I don't care if you want to put me in the front or the back of the movie theater, but you can't stop me from getting in. You put me with all my non-vaccinated friends, I'm okay with it. But give me a fucking mail-in fucking vaccination card, you know?
Yeah. Like, I mean, look, the Democrats believe in all the mail-in ballots. So they should believe the mail-in vaccination card. Fair is fair.
Well, yes, I got my vaccine. Please send me my card. Yep, I got
sure.
it. Sure.
I mean, that would solve it. I take the Democrats, what they say at their word, and I throw it right back in their face. We know those mail-in ballots are bogus, and I would say, well, we trust the American people to fill out the card accurately. No one's going to check, baby. Fill it out. Mail it back in. IRS has called off you. The federal goon squad has called off you. You're no longer in the sights of the NSA and the CIA robot assassins. You're free, baby. You mailed in your vaccination card. You're free. Case closed.
Right. And you know, look, if the IRS can, if the IRS can trust us to mail in our payments or do our tax returns correctly from home, why can't we say yes or no that we got the vaccine?
Right. Yeah,
right?
Another solution from the Von Wehen Show. Another solution for America. That's right.
Yeah,
we don't
put up roadblocks.
No,
right?
No. We're all about trust and love and peace and harmony on this show. I truly believe that American people will fill out the mail-in vaccination card perfectly accurately, and they'll mail it back to Biden and his little bureaucrats, and that should be the end of that. How about
That's
those
it.
Apples,
it's
America?
Over.
It's over.
It's over.
It's over. That guy said he was vaccinated. You must believe him and trust him. Period.
Right.
Dot decimal point.
Right. Like I'm a U.S. citizen and I voted by mail. Trust me.
Correct.
You know?
Right. Right. I trust you. If we trust the American people to fill out the mail-in ballots, as the Democrats say, I trust the American people, I know you do too, to fill out the mail-in vaccination card. Fair is fair.
Fair is fair. You know, they used to say, ah, this country's going to the birds, right? I say, ah, this country's going to the Bidens. It's going to be the new statement, you know, of the country's going to hell in a handbasket, right? It's going to hell in a handbasket. No, it's going to hell in a Biden basket is what it's doing. it's unreal, dude. But, you know, please, you know, I had a friend of mine from Tennessee. He's like, no, I'll fly into Vegas and meet you there, but I got to get vaccinated first. I said, yo, dude, if you get vaccinated, I'm going to punch you square in the face. Like, don't you dare put poison in your body and get cancer in 3, 4, 5, 6 years. I'm like, what are you, nuts? You know? I'm like, haven't you listened to anything I said? I'm like, don't worry about they. Worry about you. Fuck they. Fuck them. Fuck they. If there's a board of fucking trustees and it's a fucking boardroom and 12 men are running that boardroom, I'm going to tell you, it's the Tier 1, Tier 2, Tier 3 families. They are all on the board of the Federal Reserve, privatized bank. It's not a government agency. Everybody, look it up, okay? They are also on the board of NBC, ABC, CBS, ESPN, all the movie production companies. They own the media. They own the Federal Reserve. They own it all. And they want you to get vaccinated because they also own all of America Cancer Centers, Mayo Clinics. They own the radiation development companies. They own the chemotherapy companies. They own all the cancer treatment. All the largest hospitals are owned by these families. They're privatized
by
these families.
Big money.
Trillions of dollars in accumulated wealth. This is old and nouveau riche money, all old and new money. And this is all the largest families. Bill Gates is nouveau riche. He's not an old family money, okay? He's a nouveau riche motherfucker. But because he's got so fucking much, him and Bezos, they let them in the fucking club because they're using their money as well, along with their hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars each person in those families that are the Morgans and the Vanderbilts and the Rockefellers and the Gettys. Those are intermingled now with the nouveau riche families. They're marrying. Hey, marry that daughter. Have babies. Now we've got a blend, and they did that all over the place. So now they are in charge of all the massive corporations, all the media, all the movies, Federal Reserve, you name it, all the chemical companies, including Cayman Chemical, and all the cancer chemicals that are for treatments, quote-unquote treatments, right? And all the hospitals that you'll stay in that your medical benefit companies will have to pay the very wealthy families. They're just going to keep fucking ripping all the cash away. It's going to be low, low, low class and the upper, upper, upper class. It's going, if you've never read Fountainhead by Ayn Rand or Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand, I suggest to read those books along with Sun Tzu, The Art of War, that Vaughn mentioned earlier. And I would probably tell you to read The Prince by Machiavelli. I've read all four of those.
Yes, I own all four books. I've read all four.
Yep.
They're great. Paul, thanks so much, man.
Yeah, read them
all. Great call, brother.
So this way, when you hear Vaughn, you'll understand what he's talking about.
Yes.
All right.
Paul the Gladiator, folks. Love it, Paul. Great call, man. Calling from his Northern Valley compound. Spot on, as usual, as all my callers are. We're going to get to EMP next. We've got a lot of calls here on the board. We're going to get to all of you, I assure you. America, you've got another thing coming.
I'm taking
get the EMP out there. Get him live on the line here. EMP, how are you, man?
Oh, I'm doing fine. You know, you're right about the mail-in vaccination cards. Think about
yes.
it this way. If they trust the Jane and John and Joan Q. Public to tell the truth on whether or not they've been living in one place for an extended amount of time or whether or not they're living at all, you know, and trust them to tell the truth on the paperwork for the mail-in voting, they
mm-hmm.
should be trusting them to tell the truth on mail-in vaccinations.
I totally agree. Makes total sense to me. If I was a congressman, which I should be, I would put forth this law, this proposal right now, be on all the airways talking to the American people, going, look, you can't have it both ways, Joe, creepy old Joe. You say you trust us. You say you love us. And, you know, you trust people to fill out passport applications and mail-in voting. And you seem to trust when they write on the form at the Texas border that they're going to make their court date, right? Because when they are released into America, we trust them. They say, yes, I will show up at my court date in 90 days. And then we release them into the countryside, and we trust them, but they never show up to the court date. Right? Well, if you
right.
trust that, then you should trust the mail-in vaccination card.
Oh, yeah.
Fair is fair.
I mean,
fair is fair.
Fair is
yep.
fair. You send me the vaccination card and the vial of the poison and trust me to inject myself with it and then fill out that card and send it back to you. I mean, you actually trust us to send you guys the right information about our taxes, don't you?
That's right. You trust the information we give you already. It's already a legal precedent. Already done.
Yeah.
From your illegal aliens
you know,
to citizens.
There. When people brought all those cases about the election being stolen to the courts, and they go, well, there is no precedent for this, you know, and we
mm-hmm.
where we know the evidence was there about the election being stolen, but the
mm-hmm.
of course there was no precedent for this. Well. Like you say, the precedent has already been set. Oh, you trust us to tell you the truth on how much money we make, how much capital
yes.
gains we have, how much all this stuff, you know. You trust us to tell you the truth.
Yes.
You know?
I just take their methodology, EMP, and I throw it back in their face.
Yes.
And you trust
yes.
the American people to do all these wonderful things. You should – look, I would say, Joe – you and everyone that takes the vaccine, man, do it. Mail every American. We got the money. We'll borrow it from China. We'll call it some of those Jewish bankers. Get some money, you know, rolling in here in no time flat, right? Okay. Get all this cash.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to mail every American a vial and a syringe and a card. Now, in the privacy of your own home, you can take the vaccine. You fill out the card that I took it, mail it back to the feds, and we're all fair and square. You have to trust us. You have to believe.
Right.
And once you get that card back, you can and mail out every booster to every home in America with a vaccination card. Yes, I took the booster. Check, check, check. Mail it back in. I'll put my little postcard stamp on it. I'll mail it back. We're done, baby. How about those apples?
Well,
that's what I propose. And that
yeah.
to me is fair.
Before,
you trust
look,
us.
Before you mail it, before we mail it.
Am
back,
I diabolical or what?
Yep,
I'm very clever.
Before we mail it back.
I beat
we'll
my own
take
my friend.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Before we mail it back, Vaughn, we take it to a print shop or something, have them print us up a copy, and then mail it back to you so that we can say, okay, if we go on a plane and the plane says you have to have it, well,
no problem.
Vaccination card.
He's got a vaccination card. You have to accept it, Delta Airlines. You have to accept it, Southwest and American. You have to accept it. It's what I have given to Joe Biden and the federal government. You must accept these. You ask, look, I love taking what they say, and I flip the script on them. You say you want my papers? No problem. Here are my effing papers. Read and weep, bitch.
And look,
read and weep.
And look, Paul, your last caller, Paul, is correct. Think about it this way. J.P. Morgan, back in the early 20th century, was one of the guys that helped pay off the national debt at the time. Okay? That it happened. Go look it up. Go look it up. He did that. He helped to do that because he's a banker and he's, you know, he had all the money and he helped to do that, you know, and him and a few other of the families that had the money helped to do that, to pay off the national debt at the time. And you telling me that you're telling me that they can't afford to do something like this, you know? We're gonna help pay for your vaccines for you to pump this poison in your arm. Sure. Okay. You should trust, again, these are these other people that should trust that the mail-in vaccination cards. Oh, okay.
That's right.
Okay, J.P. Morgan Chase. Here you go. Here's my vaccination card. Here's the copy of the card that I mailed in to Joe Biden.
The mail-in vaccination card is my genius epiphany this past week when thinking about the situation. I thought, here's a way to beat them back at their own game. We have our papers. We will be in compliance. We will fill out our own vaccination card because we already have a legal precedent and you trust us, right? Wink, wink, nod, nod. In the privacy of your own home, Mr. and Mrs. America, you can do as you please. Once you fill in, like, your tax return or your passport documents or anything else, that should be a legal binding contract that should be done. No further testing is required because you trust us. And so when you ask for papers, we have our papers, and we're done with this stupid fiasco and hoax and mess. Once and for all.
And think of it this way, Vaughn. These medical things, they're not in the business of curing disease, all right? Because if you cure a disease, you know, have we ever cured cancer? Have you ever cured, you know, Jerry's kids, you know, all that stuff? Have we ever cured any of that stuff? No, they're not in the business of curing people. They want the disease to be chronic to where you have to continue to get, you know, the disease, or you have to continue to get the radiation or whatever shots you got to continue to get it for them to keep making the money.
That's right. It's a big business, man. Big business. Yep. EMP, thank you for the call, man. Appreciate you.
Uh-huh.
Have a great night up there. EMP folks calling from Louisiana. Great, great call. We're going to get to our Irish pirate, our tech wizard next after the station ID and some promos. Well, if they ever come on. While we're getting those going here, I wanted to read you something. The Minuteman Pledge is stand your ground, America. Don't fire unless fired upon. But like the old saying went, if they mean to have a war, let it begin here. You need to get organized out there in the hinterlands and flyover country. And I would say this, too, if you wear the uniform of police or army or National Guard, you better get on the right side of this situation. We respect the uniform. Yes, we do. We respect your rank. But lately, by some of the videos that have come out about troops salivating about wanting to kill their fellow or shoot at their fellow Americans, lately I do not respect some of you. So you can take that any way you want. People always ask me if I have a bug-out plan. They call or write the show. And yes, I do, but I am the dramatic warlord. I will stand my ground. They systematically are saying they want America dismantled, which will usher us into a new world order. They will start a soft revolution over here and civil unrest at some point. They want to dismantle and defund our local police force, which we do support. But we also don't support tyranny. They're causing people to not go back to work. They are targeting our U.S. military. It's very obvious. And that's going to continue. And I hate to, sound negative about that, but at some times I don't see an easy way out of this before we drop into a depression, which is around the corner per some experts. You would see the collapse of the dollar, and then they will bring in a new digital beast system online. It would be the new digital currency. They will try to bring you and me and other Americans to your knees to get you to bow down to this new world order or beast digital system to get you to do what they want you to do. You're going to have to be really strong people going forward, and you're just going to have to be. It's going to have to be one of those situations where we stand firm, we stand tall, and things of that nature. So in the future, talk to your friends, talk to your family, and be ready for anything going forward. So I wanted to talk to you also tonight about society, what you're seeing out there. We have our big Halloween show next week, of course, and that's going to be always a good time. And that's going to be our special spooktacular show. We have some holiday shows coming up as well. Hang on, folks out there. I think we're having some tech difficulties. I've been advised by our studio. We'll get back online here momentarily. Just bear with us. Okay, we're back. Something happened there with our studio. They notified me that we had some electronic harassment yet again on the show. This is probably the 50th time this has happened. Probably some CIA or NSA rogue agents. Federale probably intercepting the show, trying to disrupt our strong signal. And with that, let's go to the Irish Pirate. He's still there. Irish, are you there tonight?
Yes, sir.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well.
How are you doing, man?
When we spoke last, I was, for the first time in a year and a half, going to get into schools and start teaching chess to children again, and I've done that. And you said you wanted to hear about what that might be like and what the new problems are, and I've got some of that too.
Good, good. Yeah, I got your text message this week. That was great. Thanks, you.
Let's start with the fact that most of us think children are just being piled into schools and piled high and deep trying to get a bunch of money because they can't get paid unless there's a headcount. Well, that's been changed. I don't know where or when. It wasn't on the news or anything. But I show up in a school, and half the kids are at school because all it takes is one intelligent kid to figure out he doesn't want to go to school because the curriculum is so boring that the teacher has, who is funny and caring and Christian, has been hijacked, but used to be by the administration, but now it's getting worse. So they realize they don't want to be there because of all the tyranny. So they just volunteer to go down to the nurse and cough on her a couple of times, and they can get a 14-day pass not to show up.
Right.
And everybody that's around them, yeah, everybody that's adjacent to them in the classroom sitting there gets a 10-day pass, automatic. Who's in charge of that? Not the district. It's the county. The county literally decides when the children are available to go, and I still cannot for the life of me figure out how they actually get this assigned. Because as we've talked about before on the website, it says nobody can be forcibly jabbed, nobody can be made masked, but we can send you home anytime we feel like it. I mean, that, to me, that's just truly amazing. They have no, absolutely no proof that these kids are a problem to another one yet. And everybody just lets it happen. Like the science is real. When we've over and over again on this program said, it's laughable. I mean, what used to be a PCR test that by itself could not be used to test for anything. It was used to look for protein strings. And if you're using over 33 cycles, then even if you did see something that could be a virus, it must be dead. Well, they're setting it higher than that if they want to for political purposes and deciding whether or not they want children in or out of school based basically whether or not the same people that are handling Joe Biden want your kids in school. You have no control over it. Parents really don't even get to see what's going on inside the classroom anymore, which is why I praise God for getting me through one of the most ridiculous gauntlets I had to run through to be able to go and be able to see what's really happening. Because the real danger now, since nobody has any science, nobody has anything, the whole thing we used to worry about was some sort of a political game where they were just trying to indoctrinate children. Now it's worse than that. They're actually trying to effectively, in my opinion, terrorize the children by using arbitrary non-sciences and all sorts of scary things to be able to say, you've got to worry more about all these things that we're throwing around you, whether or not you're actually learning anything, because we're going to pass you anyway. So this is where the Irish pirate suddenly shows up and things are going to have to change. So my first pledge to all the parents out there that might be listening, I'm going to make these children want to stop coughing on the nurse and get back into school. And here's the mathematics I worked out. 44% of the possible students were in the classroom at the time. However, if they have had chess with me before, 75% of those students were in the classroom, and they did not know I was coming. So this is just simply I turned on the desire for academics in the children, and 100% of the children I'd had before in these classes were kindergartners when I was in their class.
Right.
Kindergartners, 5 years old. You teach them chess at 5 years old, they want to go out and learn the world, period. And that's exactly what I want to do. And of the remaining, I'm going to say 11 kids that I could listen to their opinion that I hadn't met before, didn't know like a family member of some kind, six of those 11 told me, thank God you came and showed me this game. In other words, they very clearly were bored out of their minds, weren't being taught anything, and the school just goes on like it's no big deal. And so it's going to be interesting. Because, like I said, the number one.
It is. That's a great recap of what's going on. Yeah, now,
well,
Irish, I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I want to get to this here. And what do you think, after you finish with the school update, I do appreciate that, sir. What do you think of the mail-in ballot vaccination program that I have proposed tonight?
I think that should go right along. Since I had to go through so many hoops to get things like the security clearance I needed, everything else, I think I also should have a mail-in volunteer form so I can just walk into classrooms whenever I want because I say so, too.
Yeah.
I like it so much. I think it should be a lot more universal.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I think we should have mail-in. I think we should have mail-in driver's licenses.
Yes.
To go with it.
Again.
Oh, absolutely.
Why not?
Yeah, these are all things that. Well, these are all things they used to hold us to account. You need to come in and register just so you can drive your own car, right? And pretty soon they're going to try to make
you register to have
access to the
internet. I think I'll go a step
further, Irish.
Right. I think we
should
have mail-in selective service cards. How about those apples for the draft?
Yeah, those who actually want to go in, yeah, we can automatically
declare
ourselves
ineligible. Sure, fill out
your card. Ineligible. We can automatically declare ourselves ineligible if we don't like the wars we're currently fighting. No doubt about
that. Conscientious.
So that would be interesting. Now
objector,
be
things of that nature.
Whether or not you want to go to Iran. That'd be
kind
of funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah.
I'll try to tie these two together. So getting the school part of it out of a possible, let's see, 44% of the students actually showed up. But if I had taught them in a classroom, 75%. Were available academically.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a coincidence. And like I said, they didn't know I was there. So my first pledge, I'm going to get the students back in the classroom because there's absolutely nothing wrong with most of the teachers. Absolutely not. And especially the ones that I knew, the classrooms that were willing to invite me in. There's nothing wrong with those teachers or I wouldn't come in. There are some teachers, yes, that are out there that I would not come into their classrooms. And so that's a pretty good indicator. But these are the people who care, and the teachers themselves are coming to me and saying, thank God you're here. With all that in mind, can you imagine, as we continue to push for things that it's really backwards, Von Wehhan, because we were talking earlier about gold fringe around flags and all these other neat little word games that have been played against Americans over time.
Mm-hmm.
So this whole vaccine craziness, I mean, it doesn't match Title 15, United States Code, which clearly says what a vaccine is. And so the CDC changes its definition of a vaccine, and the U.S. is pretending to adopt it when they have their own code that says you can't adopt it, basically. But we already have a definition for vaccine. And so this is mind-boggling to me. And so we have all these I don't know if we've ever talked about this, but let's say your license plates on your car. There is a representation directly of you and your government. So even if you don't mind the license plate being there, which I would think if anybody was a rational person, you're probably thinking at least 3/4 of Americans wouldn't want it there. But even if you did, let's say you were actually you believed in the authority of the state and saying, oh, well, they're just, you know, making sure, I don't know what they do with such things, quite honestly. They're not inspecting your car for anything important. You know, whether or not it puts out too much carbon monoxide is kind of hilarious considering all the open space we travel in. Yeah, we do live in a valley, but the winter, the warnings that they give when there's no wind have almost nothing to do with cars. You know, we're talking dust and particulates from outside. So anyway, if we did the license plates properly, which I'm on the fence somewhere between absolutely don't put it there and as long as you use it for something good. What you would normally do if it was a proper license plate, because anybody that's got access to what the state has in their computers, and it's not just the state. Obviously, that thing's been hacked before and people, you know, have access to it that shouldn't. So somebody could actually see me drive by, get a general description of my car, figure out who I am, and then be able to use that against me for a lot of fun on a computer system.
Right.
So we need to do something to make it so that everybody can't see my license plate number, even though I might have a proper license plate. So what we would have would be an official license plate holder for the state so that they would have a place to put the license plate. So when a proper state official comes by and says, okay, let me see your papers and your plates, then at least the person that's supposed to look at it is the only one that's supposed to see it, that state representative. It's absolutely ridiculous that you then put out a bunch of computers out there that anybody else could buy and be able to scan all the license plates in a parking lot. I mean, that obviously cannot be just being done by policemen, right? I mean, give me a break. Somebody else can buy that same software. So
exactly.
We don't do anything to protect, and I'll take it even a step further. There are times where people in the past have actually had things like camera equipment, VCRs, things like that. This is a long time ago, but you used to have stuff like that in your car, and it would get broken into, and they would take it. Maybe a laptop computer nowadays. There's a really good chance now that people are going to ignore all that stuff and go for your insurance document that has the relationship between you and the government, because when it comes to actually making money, pretending to be you with all the money spewing out of the federal government, there's far more money involved with that allocation than they could ever steal from the premises of your own car. And that's a really sad statement at this point in time. This is 2021, and we keep praising the new technologies and only giving them to the government to scan your car.
Or I know. Irish, thanks so much, sir. Appreciate you, man. We will talk more, as you know, as we go down this journey in the yellow brick road of America. Thank you, Irish. Appreciate you, man. Irish is a fine teacher, which is teaching the youth of America. And speaking of that, what about this?
Hey, everybody's talking about everything, anything at all, but I'll tell you what. Tune in and don't miss the Von Wehunt Show on Thursday nights at 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. I'll tell you, Von Wehunt is on the radio. I'll tell you, darkskyradio.com, and he's on Blog Talk Radio, baby. That's right, tune in. You'll have a lot of fun there, too. I'll tell you, always a lot of fun there. Let's do a dance, all right now, you and me.
This is Rod Serling from the Twilight Zone, a place of sight and sound. Now telling you to tune in to the Von Wehunt Show that's on in the evening, the dark of night. The night gallery is 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. to tune in to hear real talk. Get your dose of the Von Wehunt Show and the reality of what's going on in our world.
This is Jim Rockford. If it's on, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hey, Jimmy, it's your old buddy Angel calling you on the line there. And I was about to sit down and do like we do every Thursday night and listen to this guy, Von Wehunt, on the radio. He's a good old-fashioned machismo, hard-styled mechanic of the airwaves, Jimmy. but what I want to ask you first before I did that is before I get into my popcorn here, I've got a game coming up, poker game. It's going to be absolutely beautiful, beautiful scam. I got that city councilman showing up. We got oil shakes. We got other people, maybe pornographers showing up too. And I got a beautiful cover I'm going to be using for this one, man. I just need $2,000 to $3,000 to use of this game to buy in, and then I'll get it back to you in like a couple weeks to maybe a couple months, Jimmy. You think you could do that for me? I'll be here listening to Von Wehunt Show, all right? I'll wait for your call, buddy. I'll wait for your call.
God, you got to love the Rockford Files back in the day, you know? We'll get some more calls here in a second, but first, let's talk about this. Right now, it is time to realize what's going on out there in our country, in the world. We're all hoping that everything works out right in the nick of time. Well, the veterans have come out. I told you this week they are preparing for war. And they are saying to you it's not going to be okay in America. Now, right now, America has been looking at Australia, New Zealand, Canada, the UK, and Europe. And they've been seeing the draconian, tyrannical government clamp down. Our own government is salivating at what they see overseas. They're foaming at the mouth of what they'd like to impose here in this country. Make no mistake about it. Biden, Harris, the Fauci regime, they want clampdown after clampdown, lockdown after lockdown. They want full spectrum micromanagement, personal up close and personal government control. Now, a lot of nations are already going through this. They're codified, conditioned, mentally programmed to deal with this. Americans are not, for the most part, conditioned to deal with that. We have revolutionary blood surging through our veins. It's time to realize that they are all against us, and they have always been against us. They're out for their own self-interest and not yours or mine. They never cared for us, and those MFers definitely don't now. When you listen to this show, I don't try to be like many of these corporate rhino shows. I don't try to act pious or holier than thou. We'll get a little raucous in this radio octagon, as we should. I have my shots of bourbon ready. The bar is in the studio. My .45 caliber is by my side, my pipe and my lighter, God forbid. My assault rifles are against the wall. I see them with many clips and extended magazines in case the communist forces break into the studio and try to upset our powerful message. My guard dogs are outside, ready to attack in the compound. So we're not messing around. I've smoked my cigar. I think about the great days in America, what could have been. But I would say this to all of you listening tonight. When society no longer has the ability to recognize the truth, it will condemn all of those who speak the truth. Think about it. And my friends, that is us. There is no coincidence to what the government does. There's no coincidence. There's a whole bunch of us out there in America. We are the people who can see through all the lies. Now, know this. Not everyone has that ability. I, as your host, have surgical razor infrared vision. And I can see these things coming a mile away. We have successfully blocked many attacks against our show in the past. But when our country is at stake, fear blocks most people's ability to see the big lie, the big scam, if you will. Our so-called leaders are in place in North America with a K. They are Justin Trudeau of Canada and Joe Biden of America. They will scurry like cockroaches in the dark, and they call out to their minions and their evil forces to push upon us their will, their draconian will, satanic will, if you call it. Things are wrong. We know it. You know it deep down in your soul and mind and heart, and things aren't right. I would say this to everyone also listening tonight, that some of you, some now, might be on the wrong side of this thing. You need to have some deep soul searching, but only time will tell. We hope that we can avoid war and that we're a peace-loving bunch. But I always tell you that we want true, lasting peace. Our enemies always seek war against us. The militant Marxist leftists will not leave you alone. They want to rub your nose in their communist filth. We all know it to be true. They're not satisfied with you being in a nationalist country or you self-balkanizing forever. But right now you need to self-balkanize. You need to get in position. They're only satisfied when they can rub your nose in their communist red swine ideology and philosophy. This is what they live for, is that control over you, the carrot and the stick to enslave you and your family and your loved ones. So this is what they're all about, and I mince no words about them. We know what we're up against in many, many ways, but also this past week, there was a creepy giant white sculpture I mentioned on Gab in New York of a, it's very strange. It's perhaps a warning to the elites. It's a woman who is putting her finger against her lips. You can go Google it, like shushing. somebody. It's a towering statue of a woman's head, you know, with her index finger pressing on her lips. And it now faces Lower Manhattan along the Hudson River, inviting the chaotic metropolis to stop and listen. It's very creepy. It is the statue, I think, telling them to be quiet when there is another false flag attack to New York City, like 9/11, perhaps. But it's very strange. Check it out online if you get time. At some point as well, our Australian brothers and sisters and patriots in Australia, we have many listeners there, will decide they've had enough of this nonsense in their country. Americans, Canadians, Australians are brethren and sisters in the United Kingdom and Europe, and all the white countries predominantly are a major target. When they decide that they've had enough of this bullshit and nonsense, to be blunt, it'll be a bad day for all the tyrants. Be a very bad day for them. And don't say that they weren't warned when you see things in the news, and if they keep trying to make the population explode. What they're trying to do is they want a controlled explosion. I know what they want. They want you to go nuts in a controlled demolition, like Building 7 on 9/11, so they can control you. They can corral the troublemakers, quote unquote, and corral them, arrest them, kill them, whatever. And they hope the rest of the people will be cowed into submission. But I would say this, and looking through the pages of history, things don't always go according to plan. In fact, the best laid plans don't often emanate in reality. Point in fact, when the British came over to America twice to invade America, to take it back, the colonies, they had many, many battle plans from the high-end generals like Cornwallis and others. They had laid out, it's the historical record. I've read some of their battle plans to conquer America. I studied my enemy well, what they thought about, what they did, what they planned for. And I have read their war games. And in most cases, there's so much hope here, most of their war games went awry. They underestimated the American colonists. They underestimated our will to fight. They underestimated our ruthlessness in battle. They underestimated sabotage. Americans invented guerrilla warfare. They underestimated our hit-and-run tactics. They underestimated and never even thought about some of the things that we would do, like blowing up their ammo dumps. And then when they come to put out the fire, we shoot them in point-blank range. My ancestors were there. And they did all of that and more. Damn right. They underestimated everything. And their war games and their fancy plans did not come to fruition. They came back in 1812, and they had a little moment of glory by burning the White House. We beat them back yet again. And America was their mass grave. It's the mass grave of any invading party. And it will be so once again. You mark my words. With that, let's get to the gunslinger in the great state of Texas. Gunslinger, front and center. How are you doing, sir?
Oh, are you there? Pretty good. Yes. Can you hear me now? How about that?
I can.
Oh, good. Yeah. Well, you know, this is I don't know where to start. There's so many.
There's so much, I know.
There's so much. One of the major ones here I'd like to get off here is, you know, all the, by now, hundreds of trillions of dollars that this government has stolen, basically, with taxes, you know, and taxes and all that crap, from the American people. And just right under the government's nose, China tests this subsonic missile.
Yes.
They admit it takes them by surprise. This thing circled the planet, and the U.S.
Yes,
government
it did.
Didn't even know about it.
I know.
What the hell is going on there? But yet they think that they can get rid of this COVID-19 with this crazy-ass vaccine. They can't even detect a missile that has gone completely around the world, and it takes them by surprise. Who's going to get this missile next? Oh, Rocket Boy in North Korea? Probably. Because he's buddy-buddy with
right.
China, you know that. So
right, yeah.
And they claim that they can, this thing can be have a nuclear tip on it. Well, that doesn't make you, if that doesn't make you feel fuzzy inside, I don't know what will.
And by the way, we lost a caller who was on hold after you, Catwoman from Canada. If you're out there, call back the show, and then we'll get to Lincoln in the flyover country, and then we have Brett the Surfer to close down the show. So, and other callers, we had two new ones. Call back, folks. We'll get you on the air. But yeah, you're right, Gunslinger. That hypersonic missile is incredible, man. And I truly believe that our government did not know what the hell hit them. And look, we're up against a lot, folks. If you're China, and Gunslinger, you and I have talked about this, and I have wargamed this in my head. If you're China and you're looking at Biden, who's a joke, in America, which is a Weimar America clown show, seriously. Conservatives are running around. You got the Marxist Democrats running around. Now is the best time to invade Taiwan. If I was a Chinese general, I would walk up to the current premier, Xi, of China, the new Mao Zedong, right now, and I'd say, sir, we will never have a shot like this ever again. America is weak. We have the goods on the president and his whole family and his son and many in government. We can blackmail them for money, and they will look the other way as they did in Afghanistan during their hasty retreat. I say we go in now in America, though they'll bark a little bit. They're powerless and impotent to do anything against us, sir. That's what I would say. But, of course, I play like that. They could seize Taiwan. It would be like Hong Kong. And nothing would happen but some stupid State Department, strongly worded pieces of paper. Right? What say you, Gunslinger?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely right. I mean, this is a total embarrassment. Okay, because we're supposed to be the most technological advanced country and society in the entire world, the entire planet. But yet, they can't even detect one stinking little missile? Holy smokes. Well, for a second point here real fast. I know you're running out of time, but on this vaccination card, baloney crap, you know what's going to happen with this? Back in the late 80s, somewhere in there, I was, you know, like I said, I was running my own electrical company and everything. And there's a time that we didn't have much work, so my van wouldn't pass inspection, right, on the inspection sticker. Well, you know, in Dallas, you go anywhere on a street corner and get you an inspection sticker for $25 at the time.
That's right. That's
sticker,
right.
Insurance card, tags, the whole nine yards. And you know what they were doing? Somebody was working down there to DMV, and they were stealing these stickers, and they sell them out there just $25 a piece all day long. That's what's going to happen with the vaccine guard. Take care, sir.
What I'm talking about. I want it to happen like that. My big joke is we all know the mail-in ballots are fake. Not all of them, but a lot of them are. We all know that a lot of those things that you're talking about that happened in Texas, and I was there at that time, living there in Dallas. That definitely happened. I knew friends of mine that bought those little stickers at the DMV. I was in Dallas for 7 years, and so in the 90s. And so the thing is, before I made my move back out west where I belong, but Texas, I had a lot of fun out there. Let me tell you, it's a great state. But my point is, yeah, the vaccination card is the same kind of a thing where the government does all these things by mail. And my point of contention is, let's have a mail-in vaccination card. So, sure, people are going to lie on it, but that's my point. I want them to lie on it. I want them to send it in, and I want this thing to go away, and then they can pour the poison down the drain or throw it away and get the government off their back. So if you believe in mail-in voting, which Biden obviously does, they believe in mail-in passport information. They tell the illegal aliens, you got to come back to your court date when we do our catch and release program on the Texas border, right? And they never show up for court. Well, then you can believe our mail-in vaccination card. which is my proposal tonight, a solution for this situation for America. And I do it with a grin on my face, knowing full well that 100 million Americans are going to throw the vaccine down the drain, and I want them to. So my point is, they keep saying they love getting mail-in ballots, so they should love getting mail-in vaccination cards and get the F off all of our backs. See? Get off our backs and stop pushing this vaccination that we don't want. I propose that they should just mail out that index card. That's solve the problem. I'm taking what they say, Gunslinger, and throwing it back in their face. They say they love mail-in ballots. They believe in them. They believe in every state the mail-in ballot is on the altar of God and government. And they believe, they say, don't you dare cast any doubt on those mail-in ballots. Don't you dare. They all went for Biden at the midnight hour. Don't you dare say they were fake, right? Don't you always hear that? Well, I say the same thing. Don't you dare doubt our vaccination cards. You trust the American people to mail in ballots for Biden. You should trust us to mail in the vaccination card. Absolutely. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
That's right. 100% right. 100% right. No doubt about it. Have a nice night.
Thank you, Gunslinger. Have a great night, sir. Appreciate you, man. Out there in the Republic of Texas. Love that. And it's amazing what's going on out there. It really is. But, on our show, we will commiserate. We can complain about things. But every now and then, I will put forth some very novel solutions that nobody's thought about, no one's ever done. Now, I will make a prediction that you will hear, because we have program directors hearing the show from bigger stations. If you hear about the mail-in vaccination card on any of the big Rhino talk shows, and I guarantee you they will steal that from me and use it. You heard it first on the Von Wehen show, and I want you to be vocal. You didn't say that, so-and-so, that has the talk radio national slot from, 2 to 5. Von Wehen said that. Call into that show and tell them, I heard that. You stole that from the Von Wehen show. I want callers to call into other radio shows and say, you stole that from the Von Wehen show. Von Wehen trumped you and beat you to it, you bitch. That would be just classic. Love that. Let's get to, now Lincoln wanted a special song, and I'm going to get to him soon, but I want to squeeze in here. Kat from Canada. She's been on hold for a long time. Let's get Kat from Canada on the air. How are you doing, Catwoman?
Hi, Ron. I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Good to hear your voice. Good. What's happening?
Yeah. Oh, well, not a whole lot. Same old, How are you?
Are you enjoying the show tonight? I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. Are you enjoying the show tonight and the callers?
Yeah, actually, it was kind of interesting to hear a perspective from a teacher to keep kids in school. I appreciate his chess thing, but I'm actually on the other side where I'm pushing homeschooling. I see things like the critical race theory and the things that they're trying to indoctrinate our children with, and I think parents, it's not the government's job and it's not the teacher's job to advocate for your kids. It's your job. It's your duty. And I think that all these COVID restrictions should have taught parents that. Even something simple as wearing a mask. I mean, why do parents even allow that? In my opinion, that's child abuse. So no one's going to put a mask on my kid.
Yeah, exactly. It teaches the young child compliance and government obedience and government control. It teaches the kid that nobody wants to see their face, and it's a psychological trauma to the child. Sure it is. Sure it is. It is,
yeah,
a form of child abuse. It's very psychological. Things like that done to children, there's a special place in hell for those people. And your child can't be free. and you can't see your child smile and laugh with you, and, you know, you can't joke around with it. The parents that make their kids wear a mask in the house and 24/7, I've seen video after video of the kid pulling the mask off. Good for the kid to do that. And the parents, these dumb parents, say, oh, no, you got to put your mask on. The government says. I've seen Democrat parents do that. No, and the kid's screaming and yelling, and it's almost hard to watch. But
well, they know it's not
those
natural.
Parents shouldn't be. Well, they know the kid instinctively knows this is not natural. The kid instinctively knows this is a draconian thing my mom or dad, who I love, is trying to put over on me, and I don't like it one damn bit. And I'm on the kid's side, and screw the parent. They shouldn't have kids if they're going to be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And your kid needs to breathe. And if you want them to have good health, they need to breathe lots and lots of fresh air and fresh oxygen. You're just restricting your kids. And the one kid, they kept putting the mask tightly over the kid's nose. The kid could barely breathe and, you know, turning blue in the face even. And it was hard to watch, but I was just going, I hope somebody called up, you know, and I'm not sure calling up Child Protective Services would do anything. They would probably agree with that in the government, you know. Yeah. So, sad state of affairs, but it was all brought to you by the Biden, Harris, Fauci, and, you know, this started under Trump as well, to be fair about it. But all these people, all of them, and who put forth this thing, the Chinese, the Wuhan lab, the virus was, and Bill Gates is guilty. The Chinese government, all the communists over there are guilty. They know they're guilty. We have George Soros is funded. There's so many people in this web of deceit. They're all criminals to me. They should all be arrested.
Right. And
that's what I think.
They own our schools too, right? So what they're indoctrinating our children with, I mean, they know that if they can brainwash the next generation, they have a new generation of slaves. And
that's right.
It's actually, yeah. And as a Christian myself, I believe God entrusted these children to me so that, and it's my duty to protect them in any way that I can. And I'm sure that
absolutely.
There are good teachers out there. There are probably a lot of good teachers out there, but I see what's being pushed on them in the schools. And I think how do parents even stand for that? I don't think it's enough to go to board meetings and fight that way. It doesn't seem to be working. I know of the school that I sent my kids to, they've tried every avenue, and it's still this agenda keeps on getting pushed. The only answer is to take your kids out. If there's no kids, they have no indoctrination centers.
That's right. That's right. I don't always advocate, and I do not advocate violence on this show. We don't want anybody to do anything crazy. A lot of people are getting pissed off out there. But I will say this about violence. We violence is on the table. We will talk about it. They're pushing the American people and the Canadian people and the Australian people and New Zealand, UK, all over the world to the brink. Peace-loving people that always wanted things to be done peacefully and, you know, through the proper channels are being forced to think about things they never thought they'd think about, you know, just a couple of years ago. And I have warned the government, warned those people, those bureaucrats, time and time again on this show and on blog posts that you need to really rethink your positions because, and what I see is them turning a deaf ear to all that, and they keep pushing their agenda come hell or high water, right? So there's an old saying that things have their breaking point. And I've said a million times that I don't wish any ill will to happen to anybody, anyone listening. We're a peace-loving show, but I can easily see, you can easily project what they're saying and what they're doing. The trajectory is not good. If you keep pushing, you know, your satanic agenda where you want to give every kid a shot on an experimental vaccine. You don't give a rat's ass to be blunt what the parents think. You don't care what anybody thinks. You have your government mandate. You feel you've got an army of leftist soldiers to carry out your illegal orders. and shoot Americans or shoot Canadians or what have you. You're threatening to bring in the UN armies to quell people and neighborhoods. You keep talking like that, which they are famous for. And I just listen and hear them spout off. And I chime in, and I hear threats every week, not only from communist China, but from our own government, saying, you don't do what we say, you're a domestic terrorist. You're a domestic terrorist, and screw you. You better sit down, be obedient, and do what we say, you MF-er, literally in your face. They're pointing in your face. They're poking you on the chest, Mr. and Mrs. America, with spite and hate and venom in their eyes, in their demeanor, right? And so I say, bring it on, because you guys, you know, keep talking like that. Somebody at some point in the chain, cat is what I'm saying, is going to give them a dose of their own medicine. It's just bound to happen. It's the law of large averages. Somebody somewhere is going to snap. Somebody somewhere is going to lose their cool. And then they'll come to me and say, no, don't you dare complain to me. In our show, we've been warning you this would happen. We don't want it to happen, but if somebody does something crazy, I mean, I hope they don't, but I could see where somebody would in this environment if they do not relent at some point, and if cooler heads do not prevail, I can see where people would just go berserk. You know, just like, it's too much pressure, man. You know, it's too much pressure on the American people and on the Canadian people. Too much pressure. It's just too much stress. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, it is. In some ways, in other ways, I think we're still too comfortable enough for people to actually take action. I can still go to quite a few stores without a mask, and no one's told me to get a vaccine once yet. So, I mean, we're not quite there yet. It probably will be a long, dark winter. I think that things are escalating to a point where it will get very difficult, and that's when people will start standing up and building a little Fort Knox like what you got there. I still think that people, as long as we still have a little bit of comfort, they're not going to do anything. That's what I see in my area, where I live. Mm-hmm. And I think things have to get a whole lot worse. It sounds awful to say. I don't want things to be difficult, but I think it has to be difficult.
I agree with you totally. I think things will descend, though, at some point if they don't relent, if they don't catch themselves in midair. And I want them to. I want them to self-correct. I want them to turn the ship. I really, really do. I don't want bad things to happen to good people, and I don't want good people to be forced into situations where, you know, once you make those fateful decisions, your life is forever changed. We should not have to make those decisions. But if they force everyone's hand, I just know people, and I know they have certain tolerances. Everyone's different, right? And you push certain buttons on people, and they do this. You push the same buttons on somebody else, they do something else. We're all wired a little bit differently, right? And so I'm just saying, they're going to meet, like my dad used to have a saying about the bullies or things in the Air Force. He said, they're going to meet the wrong guy at the wrong time who's going to clean their effing clock. And sure enough, give it enough time, they're going to meet the wrong guy at the wrong time. Some MP is going to wallop on that guy with a nightstick and break his skull. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
They keep pushing. I keep saying, keep pushing those buttons. F around and find out. You know, and again, we don't want that to go that far. But, Kat, thanks so much for calling the show. Appreciate you. Have a wonderful night up there in
Canada.
Yeah,
nice talking with you, Vaughn. Yeah, have a good
night. Nice talking to you too, Kat. Thank you very much. Take care.
Yep, bye.
God bless you. Thank you very much. We have a lot of great callers. And by the way, our international callers, our listeners have gone up again. I can report to you, we still have the same ranking that Thailand, me love you long time, Thailand. They actually went up in listenership again. Must be a lot of Americans or a lot of CIA agents in Thailand listening in. If you're out there, we salute you all. I'll raise my shot of bourbon to you all. carry on, boys. Keep America safe overseas. We're in official overtime now, the show, and I wanted to get the show I wanted actually to get this song for Lincoln. I didn't get a good version of it, Lincoln, Erica, but I will have it for next week's show. But we'll get you on the air regardless, my friend. Lincoln from Flyover Country, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing well tonight, brother. How are you doing?
Doing good, brother. Yeah, we'll get Eric on. I got a few versions, and they did not meet my criteria for a radio show. They were too grainy. I have to clean them up a little bit. But I will have them. We have the technology.
You played it back before in the past before I called in, and I was like, that version I thought was just fine. That's been some time ago, but I liked it a lot when you did that.
Well, I'm trying to think. I didn't call it. I did not label that one Erica. Or you might be thinking about a Germanic Gothic tune. Because there is a specific
Erica,
song called Erica. Really? Okay.
Oh, it was a song.
Were you listening earlier?
That's why I named my car.
Okay. Did you hear the opening song tonight?
Yeah.
Were you listening then?
I missed like the first 3 minutes. I heard everything else.
Similar to that song. That's the Viking Tropa March. I don't think that was it you were talking. You know what? If I have it, I need to relabel it then. Because I know there is a song called Erica, and I thought it sounded a little bit different than what I had. But, you know, I will play around with this. Either way, we're going to have it for next week.
Hey, man, it was good to see you in the voice chat last night. I mean, we had a good talk in there last night in the voice chat. It was good to see you in there, man. Welcome to the crew, and it was nice to see you in there and have a talk with you in there, man. It was I liked it a lot, man. It was great talking to you. It was a lot of fun, man. I liked it a lot.
Thank you, Lincoln. Yeah, I did too. It was the Bass Truth there on Telegram, and it's a great group, and we were talking about things, and Lincoln, you run that pretty well, man, and you kept the conversation flowing. I was just going to listen in, and I promised you I was going to make that. And I happened to see where you were up and doing that. I said, well, tonight's tonight. Let's dive in. And I go on Telegram and play around once in a while, and people go, what do you do all the time? Well, I do lots of things, but I go on the Yura's show there was really, really good, talking about a lot of the themes of this show and other areas, man. So how long have you had that group there on Telegram?
Well, it's not my group. I'm an admin in that group. So is Kat.
Okay.
So is Johnny Utah that called in a while back. We're all admins in that group, but we don't own that group. We're all administrators of the group, but we don't own that group. We're just kind of some bigger players in that group, if you want to say that. I've been in there for actually a funny story, man. I was in some conservative chat one night, or at this Telegram page, in the comments section, and like just randomly out of the blue, like several months ago, Johnny Utah was like, "Hey, man, you're pretty much on the same page we are. We got a good channel for you to join." And I joined up and been part of it ever since. I like it a lot, man. It's a great chat. It's a great channel. There's a voice chat that, hell, when I got off the phone with you, I'll probably fire up a voice chat in there and get a conversation going with some folks. But, yeah, you're welcome back anytime, man. Like, I welcome you to be part of that. It's like you saw last night. It's really kind of no holds barred. You can discuss anything, kind of like your show, which is why I like your show.
Yeah, I actually enjoyed that group on Telegram a lot and talking to you and the guys, and it was a lot of fun, and I'll definitely come back, and I'll definitely chime in again, and it was interesting to listen to what everybody had to say about the situation of the country and where we're at, and I enjoyed it immensely. I really did. It was really good comments by you and Chicago and other people, and I really liked everyone's candor. It's one of those shows where it's even more laid back in the sense of this show where you can just say whatever you want. And now, are you guys do you guys ever talk about maybe federal agents or anybody trying to get into the show or your channel? And, you know,
yeah, that's something that's,
monitor
that's something
it or
that's,
things like that?
That's, well, yeah, that's why that's kind of the admin's duty is to look out for things like that. And when people pop, we call it Fed posting. So when people talk, you know, pop
right.
in, talking about violence, things like that, they're booted out immediately. We have, that's things that we do not discuss on there. We can talk about anything, but our rules are very simple. No degeneracy, no porn. No Fed posting, no talking of violence, and no like serious infighting, things like that. Other than that, anything goes, pretty much. But,
yeah, because like
when some guy pops in talking about hanging this person or hanging that person, yeah, they're fucking gone.
The day of the rope. Yeah, and that's one thing that
I
always tell folks. Right, right. Right, but what I mean is that even, I totally agree with you. You have to do it like that because there are some Fed posters that are out there. There's lots of people that are trying to get us in trouble or get people in trouble on the right. We saw it on January the 6th, right, where they had the perfect opportunity in the false flag attack on the Capitol to lock up 600 Trump supporters, right? That was – now, I've
yep.
always said we need all hands on deck. When they lock you up, when they kill you, when they use legal lawfare against you and get you off your game, whatever attack that they choose, think about it. You're not very effective as a patriot, right? And that's what I'm getting at. And the federal government and those rogue agents that are up there and other – in other areas, and the globalists, they will overplay their hand anyway. We don't need to talk about anything on the offensive side. They will do it themselves. I just know them. They cannot contain themselves. They can't control themselves. They are foaming at the mouth to do something, to make things happen. This is their mentality. So they get frustrated when Americans are kind of sort of, you know, getting along. We're making money. There's no big racial riots. They don't like this lull, this calm before the storm. They can't stand it. What they want is constant churning of our society. So they'll get frustrated and they'll do more false flag attacks like Mandalay Bay, like 9/11, where they can kill people, like all these shootings. I think many of them are false flag attacks as well. They're real violence, but what they are done by, I believe, in my view, rogue assassins, you know. They're not organic from the street, so they will always overplay their hand, is what I'm saying. So, yeah, we have to be on the peace side, and when they really go to town, that's when the gloves come off, obviously. You know?
Hey, while I'm thinking about this, man, one thing I did want to point out while I'm thinking about this, anytime that you have Kat on the phone, get her on the phone before me because she actually pays, like, international rates to call you. So her phone bill goes up from calling your show. It doesn't affect my bill at all. I call you for free, but she actually has to pay for those calls. So I always put her on the air before me.
Gotcha. I wasn't aware of that. We will definitely do that, which I did tonight. So perfect. Done. Consider it done.
But yeah,
what else
I mean,
is going on,
thing,
Lincoln?
Man,
mm-hmm.
Well, the other thing I wanted to say, man. Yeah, you know, I told you last night that I wouldn't really get into it hardcore, and I won't, man. I'm a man of my word. I won't get into it hardcore. But something that Pyro was talking about, or not Pyro, but Paul, they own the banks, they own all the media, things like that. I challenge any
sure.
single person out there, I don't care who's listening, I encourage Paul or any person out there to spend like half a day on a computer, a laptop, hell, even your phone, and look up CBS, ABC, NBC, CNN, MSNBC, Mike, like all these different companies. Just look up who owns that and then go to Wikipedia and look up that person and do an early life check. They all have one thing in common. They're not Chinese. They're not Russian.
That's true. That is true. That's amazing. Yeah. Yeah, that's a whole rabbit hole. Like you and I talked about, that would take years and months to go down. It's so deep. It's ancient history, in fact. But you're right. I agree, man. Lincoln, thanks so much for calling the show, buddy. And I will definitely come back on your Telegram chat room. I thoroughly enjoyed it. And for those of you who want to partake in that, can I can mention the group, right?
Well, absolutely. Please do. We're trying to grow it and expand it and teach people and wake people up. The whole point of that group is to wake people up.
Yeah. It's the Base Truth on Telegram. Check it out. Great channel. Lincoln's the administrator, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I shall return, my friend. Hail victory, Lincoln. Have a great night, man. Good talking to you.
Hail victory, brother.
Thank you. Thank you. Same to you, my friend. Yeah, that's a cool chat room there. Really enjoyed that. And there's a lot of really good things that are out there. That one, we had a nice conversation. You know, we're just talking about everything. And there's so much. I mean, where do we begin, right? I mean, it's just a one rabbit hole after the other. On this radio show, we have to talk about the highlights, of course. The things that are going on, and we try to keep it moving. And by the way, just so everyone knows, we don't target any group on my show. We offend everybody. We offend every protected class in America. I guarantee you, if they listen long enough, they will be offended. I'm the equal opportunity offender, in the sense that we're not trying to offend people, but I know they have many sensibilities and sensitivities, and they will be offended regardless of what I say. You know how that goes. So, look, if they listen long enough, things will happen. And it's our goal to keep the show moving. We don't hover over any special group or don't target anybody. It is, the show is what it is. It's always been this way. And that's what I like about it. And, we could also listen to this. If you're in the military, it might have sounded like this, and this guy offends everybody.
Where in hell are you from anyway, Private? Sir, Texas, sir! Holy dog shit, Texas, only steers and queers come from Texas, Private Cowboy. And you don't much look like a steer to me, so that kind of narrows it down. If you ladies leave my island, if you survive recruit training, you will be a weapon. You will be a minister of death, praying for war. But until that day, you are puke. You are the lowest form of life on Earth. You are not even human fucking beings. You are nothing but unorganized, grabastic pieces of amphibian shit. Because I am hard, you will not like me. But the more you hate me, the more you will learn. I am hard, but I am fair. There is no racial bigotry here. I do not look down on niggers, dykes, wasps, or greasers. Here you are all equally worthless. And my orders are to weed out all non-hackers who do not pack the gear to serve in my beloved car. Do you maggots understand that?
I absolutely love that segment from Full Metal Jacket. So cool. Lee Army himself. The man. The myth. The legend. cocktail and a drink, and I shall return for a few minutes here. Hang on.
What's your name, fat body?
Sir, Leonard Lawrence, sir.
Lawrence, Lawrence, what, of Arabia?
Do you suck dick?
Sir, no, sir. Bullshit, I'll bet you could suck a golf ball through a garden hose.
Interesting. Well, let's try to, we're having some more technical difficulties tonight on the studio board. We're going to try to, about to end the show here in a little bit. I want to get Brett the Surfer on if we can. Brett, hang on, all the rest of you. We have a little bit more I'd like to get on the show. So I think we're being electronically harassed again because this did not happen last week, of course. So right now we're tinkering with the information here in the Pirate Radio studio, trying to make sure that we can get our patriotic message out. Let's try it again here from our studio tech wizard. My God, the calls tonight have been great. From Paul the Gladiator, Irish Pirate. Catwoman from Canada. EMP from Louisiana. Lincoln from Flyover Country. Fantastic. Well, right now the system is telling me it wants to come back on. We're going to try again here. There we go. I think we're about to come back on here and get back online. Sometimes the studio sometimes in Chicago bounces off New York and comes back to Arizona, my stronghold, sometimes has a mind of its own. So bear with us here, folks. Only gets better, of course. Let's see if this will work. Brett, if you're out there, keep holding. We're trying to get to you to patch you through. Let me see if this works here. Everyone get an adult beverage. Now's a good time. Tighten up your crash helmet. It's been a wild ride tonight, I tell you that. Let's try this here. Still trying to get the radio signal here. We were going string very strong, and then all of a sudden, it sort of did not give me the right signal. So we don't want to end the show quite prematurely, but we may have to in this case. Hang on here. Okay, I'm trying every trick in the book that I know, which I am pretty, there we go. I am pretty adept at fixing most anything, and we're back on. How about those apples, America? Well, let's get to Brett the Surfer. Amazing how that happens. Brett, are you there? Did I patch you through successfully?
Yeah, I'm here, Vaughn, because you had some issues there, right?
Well, yeah, we've had two incidences of electronic harassment tonight.
Yeah.
So we used to have this at Camp NX. Yep. I'm trying to block our message yet again. How are you doing, man?
Good, good. Just that supersonic whatever, but the Chinese and around the world that, at least on the ground that I saw, hit New York. You know, if it were actually landing, that, I don't know. It is interesting, like Gunslinger was saying, that that they would do that. It's kind of scary. You know, they're kind of having a collapse of their economy.
You know,
it is, man.
Yeah, it really is. What amazes me is our own government admitted that they did not see this coming. It's almost like they want China to overpass the U.S. military. They want China to succeed us. And that's even scarier to me. If that's their mindset, we're in for one hell of a ride, folks. And that's what I've told you before is, you know, look, before they invade any country throughout history, they always soften up that country and they soften up the military, right? But what do you see in this country? They're getting rid of our warriors, our patriots. They're making them take a shot, an experimental vaccine that is proven to be very detrimental to many people around the world by the thousands and millions. People have died from this vaccine through complications and side effects. SM-102, and the list goes on and on and on and on and on of all the bad things in that stuff. There's aborted fetal tissue in that vaccine. It's what the Luciferians want, the Satanists. It's what they want. They want this thing to go through, and so they're bringing in the transgender soldiers, the LGBT, the lesbian gay soldiers, and if you're a white heterosexual patriot, they say screw you, you're out, bucko, your days are numbered, you're out of here, right?
That's true.
Kick you out.
Yeah.
Riff you out.
Corruption is kind of a takeover from within.
It's a takeover from within. The Trojan horse, exactly. Like the shot, the Trojan horse, and that's what they're doing. They're using that as a tactic to decimate America, to weaken America. And this is what you do before you go for full spectrum control. You want to weaken your military or the other nation's military. You demoralize the people through draconian government action. You tax them into submission. These are tactics, folks, that they do. Tactics. I see right through it. You make the military gay again. Not great again.
Yeah. And you know what? There are people that come from communist countries, and they will tell you it happened very slowly, and it was almost – but they recognize what's going on here in the U.S. And, you know, I've heard some interviews with people from other countries that have – people from Venezuela as that happened, and different interviews, people from Russia, you know, and looking at what's going on here in the United States. This is almost identical to what happened in our country, you know, so –
Right.
It's a scary situation, you know, but very surreal.
It is.
Almost. Just, you know, when you can be on a wave and it's still such a surreal situation and you wake up, you know. You know, you wake up and then you realize it's almost like it's hard to believe what's going on right now. It's almost like... you know, especially with the shortages and 500,000 containers out in Long Beach, and you know, it's President Biden really doesn't even know where he is. You know, it's, and what's going on in the border right now? I mean, I don't know. Are they going to address any of this? You know, or are they really going to address the shortages that will be coming and the the people just coming right across their border. I know there are certain things that they've, I don't know, that I think they're trying to do, but
mm-hmm.
didn't they reinstate the Trump or they have to wait in Mexico? They did that, so.
Well, Brad, what I think that they're doing is they want these shortages. They want the supply chain.
Yeah.
I know it's hard to believe, but they want the supply chain disrupted. Biden's taking his orders from Beijing. They've told him, you know, you need to, you know, to gut your military, gut your government, demoralize your people. Folks, it's all about demoralization. For example, a lot of those containers hold spare parts and even food and grain and things that we need for our country, automotive parts. And so, remember, their whole goal of the Luciferians is to make you miserable. Misery loves company. They want you to be demoralized. So when you go and you're trying to get your car fixed, and there's a lot of tires also on those containers. A lot of tires are made over in Japan and China and elsewhere. And you don't have tires for your car. Well, it pisses you off. It demoralizes you. You can't get a spare part for your plant equipment. A lot of commercial products are on there that are not going to be available. They want to starve you of spare parts, of key things to keep your economy running, to keep your people moving and happy. And it's all designed, in my view, to F up America. And that's why Pete Buttigieg took 2 months of paternity leave and not watching the poor. It's because he was told, go on paternity leave, you know? F off, just do your own thing for a while. That's what he did. See?
That was unbelievable.
Perfect timing. Well, it's all part of the plan. All part of the plan. The plan is to disrupt as much as they can the American economy. And it's working. They are disrupting the American economy.
Inflation's
right.
Keeping up. I mean, everything. So shortages, you can already notice shortages at stores, and it's that's why I say it's surreal, because it's hard to believe sometimes that we're really witnessing this. But
I know. Did you ever think when you were a kid that you potentially could be born? Now, I'm not saying we're in the end times, but I do believe we're in the precursor to the end times. Did you even think you would even be in the precursor that, you know, before the end of the end of the end of the end? I mean, I thought, oh, that was a couple hundred years away when I was a kid, all this stuff about New World Order. But, you know, what's really weird, man, is how relevant it is in our own lives. Maybe we have been selected to be in the end times. Ever think about that?
Yeah, that's true.
Hard to believe. I mean, this is like biblical prophecy, and I don't mean to be a Bible thumper. I'm not. But I do know enough about scripture and things and ancient history and the ancient Bible and things of that nature that these things are relevant, and I know a lot about it because I study things. Right? I am a college graduate.
Yeah.
And we all are. But my thing is, I'm still studious. I still learn new things every single day. I'm always trying to learn more. But it's scary when you think, man, is this really happening on my watch? Wow.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah.
You know.
It is. It really is. And you know, I guess this is where you have to bring that warrior out and that just warrior spirit and a spirit of hope and you know, and faith. We need all use all of our talents, you know, that we have, I think, is, but
right.
I don't know, you know, I do believe that we have a lot of very strong Americans that will band together, you know, and we will get back on the right track eventually. Unless, you know, sadly to say, this is it.
Yeah, this is it, man. The Von Wehunt Show, the Von Wehunt Army. This is it. We are an army, Brad. Never forget that. Hey, thanks, buddy, for calling the show, man. Have a great night to you and your family. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right.
And, Brad, thanks, the hope is that we will prevail. We will survive, my friend. Brett the surfer out there. Yeah, good call. Yeah, I agree with all of his concerns. But We're going to end the show right now, but before we do, I have this to tell you. A horrifying video conference from inside China that was leaked out, which I have seen, has been intercepted by intelligence sources, and in it, bosses, the mean bastard, red bastard communist bosses in the Chinese Communist Party discuss the future of the United States after distribution of this beast vaccine. Their quote, for those of you who stayed in overtime, you get the bonus quote of the night. They said, everyone who took the vaccine is already dead. How about those apples? That's what they said. And they should know because the Wuhan virus was under their watch. The leaked segment of the intercepted video conference in communist China begins with the CCP boss, and I saw this, who organized the video conference telling other CCP participants what the CCP wants most of all, listen, drum roll please, is to have U.S. troops get vaccinated to make them weak and inoperable. Words to that effect in the Chinese translation. The most important thing they want is to get the U.S. troops completely vaccinated. The speaker went on to say that once they get fully vaccinated, the U.S. military will collapse, in their words, and the CCP and the communist people of China, he went on to say, will triumph in the end. So those of you staying overtime get the bonus segment of the night. And that, my friends, is where we're at. And that is why, you know, I keep telling you to get ready and get prepared, because I myself bought extra ammo, an ammo run, a grocery run, a water run, and we're buying more guns, as a matter of fact, too. So it's amazing what's going on out there. But we thank you all for being here tonight. And that conversation continues with the primary speaker, saying that after the U.S. troops are vaccinated, I tell you, he said that the vaccination and the case against the Communist Chinese Party, you know, about the Wuhan lab and the Wuhan virus will basically be over, and it will be the end of America. China's thirst to rule the world has just gone hypersonic. And their terrifying new weapon, which we talked about tonight, the hypersonic missile, raises the specter. There are now Dr. Strangeloves in the Beijing Communist Chinese Military Industrial Complex now calculating their chances on Chinese communist computers about their ability to win a nuclear war. Very sobering remarks by the Chinese Communist Party, but it is our reality. You need to prepare out there accordingly. We thank you all for being here tonight. God bless you all. May we prevail and triumph in the end. May we defeat all of our domestic and foreign enemies. May we always have God by our side and the sword of St. Michael, who is the patron saint of the Von Weekend Show, who we will invoke on every show, God willing. Thank you all for being here tonight. We thank you very much, and be here next week for another fantastic episode of the Von Weekend Show. We are the kids in America, and we are ready for anything. Looking out at the